describe what him would be like to be a part of forever in the dark.
Was Sun and the Moon by Dear Father, the stage name for one-man acoustic folk musician Ted Kim, who's been signed by Mighty Spec Records out of Victoria and who will be performing at JunoFest in Vancouver on March 23rd. I spoke with Ted over Skype. Ted, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Yeah, it's no worries.
How long have you been making music? Tell me a little about your musical history.
Started playing trumpet in grade 7, and then like the concert band, you also had to be in marching band. So I kind of did that. My teacher, like, that I had for music all throughout middle school was like pretty inspiring to me. And then, which is good and bad, because he kind of like really paved like a road for me. But at the same time, because he was such a good teacher, I really didn't like my teacher in high school, so I ended up dropping music. And then I started up again with some friends after basically one, like, at the end of grade 12, and then have been playing ever since. So that's like 8 years ago.
Who were a few of your strongest musical influences when you were starting to develop your own sound?
I guess when I started playing music, Green Day was pretty up there. Nirvana, Billy Talent, like some of the more rocky musicians. But when I started to develop my sound for Dear Father, it was mainly Dallas Green, The Fray, and Thrice.
What does the name Dear Father mean to you? What made you choose that?
I haven't always had the best relationship with my dad. And so it was kind of like, hey, this is, you know, like, this is what I can do, kind of. Yeah. Like, it's like a letter, like, you know. And then I don't like my own name, like Ted Kim, is pretty short. So I thought it'd be kind of weird just to be like, and here's Ted Kim, you know. Just wanted something just a little longer. So,
How do you typically approach your songwriting? Do you find that your lyrics usually inspire your music, or do you start with music first?
I normally start with music first, yeah.
Where do you find the inspiration for your lyrics?
Just life events, you know, stuff that happens in my life. Like right now I'm writing for my second album, and this last year I've had to deal, not me personally, but a lot of my friends have like come out with depression and so on. So a lot of my music is about depression, just because that's kind of what's been on my mind a lot lately. So but basically just whatever is happening in my life.
Have you ever had a song come to you almost fully formed, so that you almost felt it fell from the sky?
Most of my songs, I don't spend a lot of time writing. Like, I know some artists are like, oh man, this song took me 4 or 5 years to write, or, you know, most of the stuff that I write, I typically start playing a riff or whatever, and then I'll just like hum something to it, and usually takes about, you know, like half an hour to an hour. So yeah, lyrics sometimes I do change around, but most of the structure of the song and most of the lyrics are typically done pretty quick.
You released your debut album, 100 Years, last year. Is there a unifying theme to the songs in that collection?
I would say yes and no. Like, it's just events that happened in my life, a lot of it. So, yeah, I would say my life.
Was there a meaning behind the title?
Or 100 Years? Oh, yes and no. The song that I have on my album, 100 Years, was one of the first songs I wrote for the album. And I don't know, I just like the concept of that song. How? Because it basically, it's like in 100 years, like, doesn't really matter because we'll all be in the ground somewhere, and which is kind of depressing, but it's also kind of like, just don't be so stressed out about stuff, because you know, at the end, like, it's not worth losing your shirt over, right? So
matter. In 1,000 years, when all our memories are gone from this wholesome place that we once called home, in 1,000 years, will this place still be around? And the state of the world, it's falling down, it's falling now. And the state of the world, it's falling down, it's falling now. Stars still be around? Will they shine so bright in the night sky? In 1,000,000 years, Will fame and fortune still be a thing? In this state of the world, it's falling down, it's falling now. In the state of the world, it's falling down, it's falling now. In the state of the world, it's falling down, it's falling now. In the state of the world, it's falling down, it's falling now. In 100 years, we'll be nothing more than a pile of bones somewhere in the ground. In 100 years, none of this will have mattered.